Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Hello, Dr. Grant. Do you have a minute?
As a matter of fact, I do. So, what do you need, Ron?
Well, you wrote on my questionnaire, come and see me.
Ah, yes. Ron, there are a few problems with the way you set your questionnaire up. I'm sorry to say that I don't think you've thought out the statements very well. It was a prime example of why so many people complain about filling out questionnaires. You might even alienate your subjects with a questionnaire like this.
Oh, I don't want... What did I do?
Don't look so discouraged. Several of your classmates have had similar problems. Okay, so what did you do? Well, for one thing, people get really annoyed with and statements.
And statements? What do you mean by and statements?
Well, let's say you get a questionnaire statement like, I like fruit and vegetables, with the choices of yes or no. Well, if you don't like fruit and vegetables, you check the no box. And if you do, the yes box. No problem. But what do you check if you like fruit but not vegetables?
Oh, I see.
You've several and statements in your questionnaire which need to be taken care of.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes, there was, actually. Can I see your questionnaire to jog my memory?
Sure. Here it is.
Thanks. This statement. Males are better critical thinkers than females. I can tell you now what answers you'll get for that item. Most, if not all, males will mark yes, and females will mark no. It's kind of silly to have a statement that you already know how your subjects will answer. And it won't be of much use for collecting data, will it?
No, I guess it won't.
Furthermore, women who get this will be really annoyed with the implication that men think more effectively than they do. And once you've angered your subjects, they won't be very cooperative in answering the rest of the questionnaire. They might sabotage your results by not being truthful. Or they'll become critical thinkers and write their criticism all over your questionnaire. But chances are they'll just dump the questionnaire in the trash.
Yeah, I can see that. But, how can I phrase it?
Well, I'm not really sure what you're trying to find out here. Perhaps you want to know if people consider critical thinking to be more prevalent in a particular gender. In which case, you could write, the ability to think critically is gender-based. Is that the information you wanted?
Yeah, that's it. Anything else?
Oh, look at this statement. I'm unable to think critically. That's like saying I'm stupid. How many people would answer yes to that? See? What I'd like you to do is go through every statement on your questionnaire very critically. Think, what information do I want? How can I phrase my statement to get meaningful results? Maybe you and a classmate could discuss each other's questionnaires.
That's a good idea.
Ron, I'd like to look it over once more before you pass it out, okay?
Okay, Dr. Grant. Thank you for your help.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 8. Why does the student go to see his professor? 9. Why does the professor talk about fruit and vegetables? 10. According to the professor, what should the student avoid in writing his questionnaire? 11. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes, there was, actually. Can I see your questionnaire to jog my memory?
Why does the professor say this?
Can I see your questionnaire to jog my memory?
12. What can be inferred about the questionnaire?